You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In New Orleans, most folks are buried in above-ground tombs. The level of subterranean water is high enough that coffins tend to pop up out of the ground. An exception is Holt Cemetery, where the graves are in the ground and the care is homespun. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
It's a cemetery for mostly people who don't have the money to build those big, magnificent tombs. So these are a lot of handmade, homemade tombs made with found objects, with materials that are just lying around and very impermanent materials. It's a lot of very improvised memorials and very personalized as well.
Rob Florence is the author of New Orleans Cemeteries, Life in the Cities of the Dead.
But it's one of the things that's very moving about this cemetery. You can tell that people have put a lot of thought and a lot of time and a lot of devotion into these memorials. And, you know, within a year or even 6 months, it's not going to be there.
Henry Nickerson is one of the volunteer groundskeepers at Holt Cemetery.
I grew up in this yard, and many years ago I came with my father, and saw a lot of graves that was like it is now, and I just started doing a lot of volunteer work. Sometimes I get paid, sometimes I don't. A lot of elderly people that done died off, family just forgot about them. And for some crazy unknown reason, year after year, I just come back doing the same thing. And when I tell people I work at the graveyard, they're like, the graveyard? I said, well, somebody got to do it. I would hope when they bury me here, hopefully somebody pass and put a flower on my grave.
November 1st, All Saints Day, is the time when folks in New Orleans traditionally come to pay their respects and leave flowers in the family plot. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.